The recent spike in fire activity marks an early beginning to fire season, which is why it is absolutely critical to support our volunteer fire departments, who respond selflessly to keep our community safe. Notably, a recent drawdown in CAL FIRE's Humboldt Del Norte unit has prompted local volunteer entities to take command of various CAL FIRE stations. To learn more about their efforts, we spoke with Shelter Cove Fire.
Yeah, well, thanks, Lauren. I'm Fire Chief Nick Pape with Shelter Cove Fire Department. Currently, we are seeing our peak fire season, right? So normally, for us, about mid-September into October, peak season. And so when we have fires elsewhere in the state, our local CAL FIRE HUU, they step up and they assist the other CAL FIRE units across the state with sending resources. So when CAL FIRE calls for a strike team of five engines, Humboldt strike team, they'll send their CAL FIRE engines out, and it leaves part of the Humboldt unit downstaff. So what they do is they use a agreement, assistance by hire agreement with local government. They have the same capacity, the same expectations of those CAL FIRE units that went out, same abilities with the engines, and we backfill behind them. Great for our communities. They get firefighters to fill those CAL FIRE stations that would normally be vacant, and then they respond to fires like the Point Fire to continue that coverage. So it's a great opportunity for local volunteers, and it's a great program for CAL FIRE to keep their stations covered.
Shelter Cove Fire was covering the CAL FIRE station on Alder Point Road when the Point Fire broke out and were first on scene to begin suppression efforts.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of different departments right now that are covering CAL FIRE stations, and I would refer to the local CAL FIRE unit for more questions about that. Specifically for Shelter Cove, we were ordered to cover Whitethorn Station, and that's an agreement that we have. They call us up, say, hey, do you guys have the ability to cover this? We said, yep, we'll get our crew together. And we went en route Whitethorn Station, then shortly after the Mina Fire broke out in northern Mendocino, and the Bryson engine was actually sent to that along with some other local HUU CAL FIRE engines. And we moved up and covered to Garberville, and so that's how the Shelter Cove engine ended up at Garberville Station. From there, we had two pretty calm days, but they're still running medical aids and traffic collisions and being available. And then that was it yesterday, the Point Fire started, or the day before. Yeah, our guys were one of the first engines on scene. They had a CAL FIRE utility, and our local CAL FIRE Eagle River Camp was there as well, along with CAL FIRE. And then Bryson Fire engine was covering Alder Point Station, I believe. So for us in Shelter Cove, we're firm believers in helping our neighbors, because one of these days we're going to need help out here. So we've been trying to build our program to allow us to have the capabilities to do these out-of-district responses while still keeping Shelter Cove safe as well. And I know the guys and gals on that engine crew had an intense firefight. And you know, I haven't got to actually see them yet, but I talked to them on the phone, and they did really well. And you know, they used their training that we've been developing in Southern Humboldt to help some other district and some other community. And, you know, it is all about the larger Southern Humboldt community here. And I'm really proud of the crew and what they did, and the larger, you know, volunteer and CAL FIRE men and women that put their lives in the line to protect that community. And it all went really well.
We rely on our volunteer departments to keep us safe, and they rely on us for support.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think there's a single volunteer fire department in our area or the state, for that matter, that doesn't heavily rely on donations and community support, even just thank you cards to let the guys know what they're doing and the time and effort they put in is worth it. You know, it's not every day that there's a large fire like the Point Fire that has stopped successfully in front of everybody, and it's, you know, put on Front Street in the news. There's hundreds of thousands of little medical aids and washing the engines and everything else to get ready for those larger fires. So there's a bunch of time put in the background that the community may not see that results in the training and the experience that these guys just did and put on that Point Fire. And we need to keep it up. We need to keep letting these volunteers know that, you know, they are important, both funding wise with state and, you know, federal dollars and grants coming in, and, you know, Measure Z continuing to fund the volunteers through Measure Z for that. And then also the people power. You know, we need more volunteers. We need auxiliary members. We're very fortunate in Shelter Cove to have a large number of auxiliaries through our CERT team. And I think every department in the area could benefit from having that number of reserves to help us cook and clean and do the evacuations and get the information out to the community. So there's always a place. I can speak for a lot of fire chiefs where I can say that, you know, we can pretty much take anybody and find a spot for you within our department. It might not be hiking up hills with 40-pound hose packs on, but there's a job for everybody in the fire service to help support their community. So please reach out, and we have 17 volunteer departments in Southern Humboldt, south of Wyot, so there's plenty of opportunity for it.
Sharing his final thoughts, Chief Pape implores all to be fire ready and prepared.
Fire season's here. You know, we were very, very fortunate on the Point Fire, and we may not get that lucky in the environment might not be the same on the next one. So make sure your homes are ready, your to-go bags are packed, and you have the evacuation plan with your community. Yeah, and that's something that we all need to get better at for the big one. So I'm glad it went really well in the Point Fire, and I know people in Shelter Cove are seeing that as what could potentially happen out here with our two smaller fires this year, and we're going to be as ready as we can and get ready for that next fire.
And again, helpful tips can be found at readyforwildfire.org. You can see photos of the Shelter Cove fire crew on the Point Fire on the KMUD News Facebook page. Ray Hamill brings us the details of all the latest Little League news as the local season continues to heat up, as well as all the latest on the Humboldt Crabs and news of how one local high school celebrated its state championship team this week.